The Centers for Disease Control recently ranked the counties in the nation with the greatest risk for HIV outbreak due to needle-injected drugs. The top 10 are all in eastern Kentucky and southern West Virginia. Needle exchange programs can limit the risk of infection, but they also challenge some deeply held convictions. Mary Meehan reports from Powell County, Kentucky, where the opioid crisis has forced the religious community to reconsider some of its beliefs.
Dirty needles clatter into a safe container. That's the main point of a needle exchange. But addicts using this service also get the overdose drug naloxone, info on treatment, and testing for HIV and hepatitis C. Addicts like Allie, who at 24 has been injecting heroin for 4 years. She's been a client at the Lexington Fayette County Health Department for about 6 months.
Well, at first, the first few weeks I came, I wasn't sure that I had hep C, but I actually just got the test done, and it came up positive. Just found that out 5 minutes ago.
In the spring of 2015, there was an HIV outbreak of nearly 200 in Austin, Indiana, population 4,200. That sent legislators in Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky scrambling to pass laws allowing local health departments to create needle exchange programs.
There's movement in this state and a lot of other states to do some things differently.
That's the head of the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy, Van Ingram. He says there's a fundamental shifting toward viewing drug abuse as an illness rather than a crime. But that's a tough sell in Appalachia. Just ask Powell County Public Health Nurse Mandy Watson.
I actually called several of my friends and told them, I was like, pray about this. Do not let this happen. You know, pray that it will not happen here.
Physician assistant Troy Brooks also wasn't interested.
Why would we give drug addicts easier access to use their drug of choice?
But then Brooks listened to the concerns of a local cop. The officer fears infection from getting stuck by discarded needles he stows in a plastic bottle.
But he went out to the Clay City playground. I think he collected 41 needles that had been stashed around different places on the playground. That put me over the edge.
Pastor Brad Epperson oversees play practice at the Clay City First Church of God, the first brick building off the Mountain Parkway. For Epperson, addiction is a disease with a moral underpinning. That made it a challenge for him to embrace anything that looked like support of drug abuse. After all, cancer patients don't steal from mamaw to pay for chemo. Diabetics don't infect their spouses. Still, he knew something had to change.
You know, I listened to the projections for what HIV and hepatitis would do here in our community. I really did have to reevaluate and say maybe I've been a little quick to judge here.
Soon, Watson, Brooks, and Epperson were helping others change their minds. Last fall, the Powell County Fiscal Court, the Board of Health, and the Stanton City Council unanimously supported a needle exchange program starting in January. Watson, who once prayed to stop the exchange, now has a very different prayer request.
And the more I learned about it and realized what the program was truly about, I was calling them all back saying, pray that we do get it. Our community is not going to have anything left if we don't stop and take our community back.
Epperson says helping addicts is an extension of God's love.
They're made in the image of God. They're highly redeemable. I believe that with all my heart. And I don't believe that we can stand by and just say, well, we're going to give up on them. That's not what we need to do as a community.
That's the pull for Allie in Lexington. Clean needles draw her there, but compassion keeps her coming back.
I don't feel judged. I will continue to come back until I am finished with recovery.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.
Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.